Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Working from home has been met with mixed reviews from those of us who've had to do it. But for most pets, this time has been a bonanza of extra petting, treats, and FaceTime with the people they love. So now that businesses are opening up and some people are returning to their places of work, how will these pets respond? Samantha Steinbring is a behavior and training specialist at the Wisconsin Humane Society. She says that even pets who previously had no issues being home alone may have some trouble adjusting. She joins me to talk about the different ways we can help ease our pets' transition to being at home alone. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You know, a lot of us have been staying home because of the stay-at-home order, and also just because a lot of workplaces don't feel quite comfortable yet to bring their employees back. And for many of us, this has been an interesting experience because we have pets at home. Have people been reporting a change in behavior since they started staying at home?
So at this point, because everyone's just gradually beginning to go back to work, we aren't seeing significant reports of behavior concerns or behavior changes. It does sound like dogs are definitely enjoying the extra time with their families at home. One of the things that we do want to be sure of, though, is that as people are starting to look towards going back to work, that they prepare their pets for that transition.
You know, it's interesting. During this pandemic, I saw so many people who were adopting new pets, kittens, puppies sometimes older dogs as well. If you have an animal in your home who has known nothing else except you being home all the time, what are some of the things that you should watch out for?
So one important thing to keep in mind is that dogs and cats do struggle with sudden shifts in their schedules. So we do want to make sure that if we are planning on having their daily schedule change, that we keep that in mind and prepare for that before we're looking at going back to work, our children potentially going back to school, things like that. So at this point, for many of these pets, all they may have known up until this point is we're home all day, every day. So more than anything, we want to make sure that we create a structure around our daily schedules so that they understand that they can be by themselves and that that is something that is safe and that they can feel comfortable with.
How do we do that? How do we go about, you know, ensuring that this transition is easier for our pets?
So one of the most important things that we want to do is we want to set up practice sessions. So you do want to make sure that your pet does not have the ability to share space with you all day, every day. There are a couple of different ways that you can do this. So one of the things that you can do is you can literally practice your departures. So whether or not you are actually planning on leaving your home, you can practice going and getting your keys, putting your coat on, putting your shoes on, opening the door, closing it, taking off your shoes and coat, and then just not going anywhere. So we want to work on desensitizing them to those cues that mean that we are going to be leaving the home. The other thing that we can do is we can create safe spaces in our homes for our pets, where they've got cozy blankets and toys and something nice to chew on. And periodically throughout the day, we can place them in that space and then just go about our normal day. So give them the opportunity to practice not physically being with you and having that be a positive, comfortable experience.
You know, when my boyfriend first got our most recent addition, our dog Gordon, we started to crate train him and pen train him to be in there, you know, really at all times when we weren't home. But he had a lot of difficulty with this kind of separation. He'd cry, he'd bark, he'd whine, and that can be really difficult when you're still working from home. How do we make that transition for a dog going from, you know, roaming around your home, hanging out with you, into a penned situation?
Absolutely. So some animals, if you give them some type of enrichment item or a comfortable space, they transition right away and it's not a problem. It is very, very common for animals to struggle with confinement if it isn't something that they've practiced before. So we do want to make sure that we go slowly enough that they don't panic. So if you put your animal in another room, in a pen, in a crate, whatever it is, and they do start to bark and howl and dig and really, really, truly panic, we do want to make sure that we let them out of that space. And then we figure out a plan for how we can go more slowly to increase their level of comfort. For some animals, you may literally have to start off with standing on the other side of that baby gate and, you know, dropping individual pieces of food while you talk to them and you reassure them that they're okay. One of the things that can be really, really helpful with dogs that are concerned with crating is keep your crate open all day long, toss treats in periodically, and then just go about your daily life. So your dog can make the choice to go halfway inside the crate, take a couple of treats, leave the crate, and eventually they start to work through, okay, I'm not going to be locked in this crate. I can go in, I can get good things. And slowly you can work up towards, we put a Kong in that crate or a bully stick in that crate and give them the opportunity to practice feeling comfortable being in those spaces without the additional stress of having them confined. Once we see that they can comfortably relax in those spaces, then we can work up to confinement.
You know, I think a lot of animals, whether they're a new animal to your home or an animal who has been there quite a while, they've become more used to you being at home. And when they become used to this and you leave for a while, a lot of the time they'll act out. We've seen with our animals here in my home, I have two dogs and I have two cats, just breaking them out of that kind of regular routine will end up in destruction of some kind, right? We come home and now one of our dogs will have eaten a pen, which never happens. What are some of the behaviors that we might expect to see as we're trying to train our animals to be used to us being gone?
Absolutely. So it is really important to note that just because your pet was comfortable with you being gone for a full workday previously, that doesn't mean that they will be comfortable when you make this next transition. Because as you said, they get so used to that daily routine and changes can be really, really difficult for them. So if you notice that your dog becomes destructive, if they begin to eliminate in your house where you wouldn't have seen that previously, they're barking, howling, drooling, they seem frantic when you get back home, those are all signs that they're experiencing some type of distress when you're gone. Now, our goal is going to be to practice our departures so carefully and so thoughtfully that our pets don't begin to exhibit those behaviors. One of the things that we can do when we leave the home is we can provide them with enrichment items. So we can provide them with those filled stuffed Kongs, with puzzle toys, with bully sticks, so that they have other things to keep them busy, and it hopefully minimizes the likelihood that you could see those destructive behaviors.
A lot of this advice, of course, is going to be for dogs. You know, we think of dogs as being much more social than something like a cat. But, you know, I have two cats, and I will say, since I started staying home, they have kind of created their own routine. Cats are a little bit harder, though, than dogs sometimes to figure out. When they've created these kinds of routines for themselves and then you break them, what can you expect to happen?
So just like with dogs, a change in routine can be really difficult for cats. Now, just like we're going to look at creating some supportive measures for dogs for, you know, upcoming transitions where we might be out of the home more frequently, it will be important to do the exact same thing for our, you know, companion cats. What we can do is we can say, let's think through what our likely schedule is going to be. When am I going to be leaving the home? When am I going to be waking up? When are your mealtimes likely to be? And we can start to have that schedule be reflective of the way that we interact with them when we are home. Just like with our dogs, we can also practice spending time separate from them. So you might say, you know, we go through our normal morning routine, and then I go into a bedroom, I close the door for several hours while I do work so that I can start to acclimate them to the idea that I'm not going to always be accessible. With your cat, just like with your dog, there are a few things that you can do to support them. One of the things that we can do for our cats and our dogs is make sure that they're getting good exercise. The likelihood of them expressing anxiety-related behaviors will be a little lower if they're well-exercised. So we can make sure we exercise our dogs, make sure we get nice long play sessions with our cats in the morning. The other thing that can be incredibly helpful is feeding your cat out of enrichment items. So they do make puzzle toys for cats and different types of feeders that make them use their brains and use their bodies so that they're generally more tired and more likely to nap throughout the day versus showing those anxiety-related behaviors.
So as we all start to transition into a working environment where we likely aren't going to be in the home as much, what are some things we should keep in mind to help our pets as we go into a situation where we're not at home as much that we might not think about otherwise?
So there are a few different things that we can do to support them in addition to making sure that they've had good exercise, making sure we're providing enrichment, and making sure we're practicing our departures. Many dogs and cats do benefit from having a pet sitter stop into your home halfway through the day. If a cat is very stressed by that transition, that can give them the opportunity to have some social interactions halfway through the day that can help to mitigate that. And for dogs, having a midday walk can be incredibly beneficial. For dogs that it is an appropriate choice for, daycare can also be a great supportive measure because that gives them the opportunity to have social interaction throughout the day. So that is something you could certainly consider for your pet. If you are planning on using any of those supportive measures, it's important to get your dog used to those things now, just like we are with all of those other pieces. So if you're intending to send your dog to daycare, find a daycare that's going to be an appropriate fit for you and your dog, and get your dog acclimated to that space right away so that we're not asking them to cope with too many changes at the same time. Once it is safe and it's something that you feel comfortable with, if you're planning on using a pet sitter or a dog walker, you would also want to talk to that pet sitter or dog walker to talk to them about how you're going to acclimate your pets to them before the transition going back to work. If people are seeing really significant separation anxiety related behaviors with their pets, don't be afraid to reach out and seek additional support. For severe separation anxiety, you will find that you need the support of a, you know, dog training professional and likely your veterinarian to create a good training plan. So never be hesitant to reach out and ask for those additional supportive measures if you think that your dog would benefit from them.
I will say for our youngest member of my small animal tribe, we did end up putting him in daycare and we found it to be very helpful.
Yeah, a well-run, well-structured daycare for a dog, social dog, can be an incredibly nice addition to, you know, all of the other supportive measures that we can offer them. And it's also nice, too, because for the right dog, it means that they come home tired and then you guys get to relax with each other at night.
Yes, it has made the rest of our animals much happier. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Samantha Steinbring is a behavior and training specialist at the Wisconsin Humane Society.